Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation from yesterday about James chapter 4 and talking about when we have conflict in our lives and relationships. And we talked yesterday about the sources of relational conflict and also how we have conflict with God a lot of times because of how we buy into things from the world. And if you missed that program, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you can listen to that 14-minute podcast of the program yesterday at your convenience. And then also, people ask me sometimes about making a donation. They want to support our ministry, Hope Is Here. Not only do we have, obviously, the radio ministry and the podcast, also I meet with a lot of people and for coffee, for lunches, and things, and try to help encourage people that have just lost hope, and that helps provide some time for me to be able to do that. So if you want to make a tax-deductible donation, go to our website, hopeishere.today. It's secure online. You can do that, or you can email me if you want a mailing address to mail a check, and you can email me simply at Greg, G-R-E-G, at hopeishere.today. That's Greg, G-R-E-G, at hopeishere.today, and I will email you my address. All right, well, we talked yesterday about what some of the sources of our conflict and relationships come from, not just, you know, marriage or dating, but we're talking about work, families, neighbors. But today I want to talk about how we get in on the source of our conflict of resolution. We want to get resolution of those conflicts in our life, and there's lots of ways, but the one I want to talk to you about today is grace. I mean, it all begins with grace, G-R-A-C-E. And a lot of times, you know, people, when they're in a conflict, I've been there, like, well, you know, they don't deserve grace. And I tell you, the older I get, I'm 53 years of age, I realize that, you know what, I have no authority to not extend grace to somebody when I think about all the grace that God's extended Greg Horn. My goodness, I'm one of the most selfish people on the planet. And so many times when I want to have my measuring stick out and judge somebody or not be able to extend them grace because of a mistake they made that hurt me, I have to be reminded that, Greg, God's extended a lot of grace to you. And the fact of the matter is, you know, man, God gave up the most. He gave up his one and only son, Jesus Christ, so that we could be offered grace for our mistakes, by accepting a personal relationship with his one and only son, Jesus Christ, and then we're never separated from God again. Happened over 2,000 years ago, and yet people are still talking about it today. It's a historical fact, not just a biblical fact, that people saw Jesus, over 500 eyewitnesses, after 3 days when he had been buried in the tomb, and it's from us suffering from a brutal death of crucifixion. And yet, here we are over 2,000 years later, 2018. I mean, our time's even named after that, A.D., after the death of Christ, B.C., before Christ, here in 2018. And the reason we extend grace, I love the acronym that I heard many years ago from a pastor, G-R-A-C-E, the word grace. The acronym stands for God's Riches at Christ's Expense. That's God's riches at Christ's expense. We're able to extend grace to people because Jesus gave up everything. He gave it all. I do a lot of weddings. God's really blessed me in that, and did a wedding every weekend in September. And one of the things that I share in my parting words of wisdom near the end of the ceremony is that, you know, marriage is the hardest thing you ever do, but it's the best thing you'll ever do. And then I also share about that two of the most powerful words that you can use to have a successful marriage, but two words that people are so often not willing to use and causes a lot of harm and a lot of damage in a relationship, is simply being the first to say these two words. Those two words are, I'm sorry. Think about that. Just two words, I'm sorry. The lack of saying that causes so much damage in relationships. In fact, I say it when I'm giving those parting words of wisdom near the end of the wedding ceremony that I'm doing for a couple, that there are people sitting out in the audience or even standing up on the platform with us that have severe wounds in their hearts and in their relationships because of the unwillingness for either party to say, I'm sorry. And, you know, we can't say we're sorry or extend grace until we realize how much grace we've been extended. And yet, because Jesus modeled that for us, and I tell people with marriage, I heard it from my good friend Greg Williams, who we've had as a guest on this program, who is with the Marriage Foundation here in Kentucky. You should go back and listen to some of those programs. They were tremendous about marriage. Go to our website, hopeisheretoday. It was back in early September. Greg Williams, we did several topics about how to have hope in your marriage. But, you know, he always says, and I've heard him say this, and never heard it before until a few years ago, never heard anybody say this, but really, you model marriage, it's not 50-50. It's 100% zero. You model what Jesus did. He gave 100% expecting zero in return. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that 99% of the time, at least I've seen, when you do that, when you model that, the other person will respond when they extend grace to you, when you know you didn't deserve it. Obviously, there are some circumstances, so not saying it's 100%, but, man, when something's in the 90 percentile on most things, I'm going to take that. And so just remember, you can extend grace only because of what Jesus did for you. You get grace because it was God's riches at Christ. We get God's riches at Christ's expense. You know, one thing, though, about getting conflict resolution with grace, a lot of times grace is not received by people with pride. You know, they don't want to receive it. They don't want to extend it. And the fact of the matter, it's just about pride. And as I talked about in yesterday's program, I've struggled with that, and you know, it's humbling. I used to be the person that wrote the checks, and I had my business and doing almost $10 million a year in sales, and had almost 100 people working with me, and I was the one writing the donations and helping people out when they needed some financial assistance. And now I'm on the other side, after losing all of it because of a flood, and just amazing recently that the floodwaters got up high again in Cynthia. There hadn't been a flood of the magnitude of that affected my business back in March 1st of 1997, where it rained 13 inches in 24 hours, which was the first flood in 89 years in Cynthiana. But this recently here, it got back up high like that again. Somebody sent me a picture of the building where I used to have my store and how the water was getting up in it. And just thankful for God's grace that he helped me survive that when I had to file bankruptcy and lost my home. And my marriage ended, and just think of all the grace that God has extended me over the years. He's such a good, good God and a gracious Father. Another way to have a source with conflict resolution with extending grace is, you know what? It's the balm, B-A-L-M, that the humble long for. Man, when you're humble and somebody extends you grace, man, it's just like a balm for your body. Like when you've got a sunburn, somebody gives you some aloe to put on it, you're like, oh, my goodness. Or I had this stuff a friend gave me that said, you know, your feet, man, when they're hurting, because I was working a job, spending 8 to 10 hours on my feet all the time. And my feet, as the old saying, go when I got home at night, finally, were barking because they were hurting. Said, put some of this on your feet and it'll really help. And I thought, I can't do that, man. That's kind of feminine to me, or I have turned my man card in. And finally, my feet were hurting so bad one night, right before I went to bed, I put a little bit of this cream on there that they gave me, that they bought for me. And oh my goodness, I got to tell you, my feet felt like $1 million the next morning. And, you know, grace is like that. When you're humble and people extend you grace, you're so thankful. And that could be the healing to a lot of conflict you have right now in life and relationships, if somebody would just extend grace. You know, the Bible talks about take care of those who are in prison. And they have a thing here at the Fayette County Detention Center that you can go to mycarepack.com and put a donation in to help somebody you know that's in prison be able to get some you know, things that they might, like a luxury extra thing here, could be coffee or haircuts and stuff. And I've got a friend of mine recently that, you know, he's serving some time because he stole from a company he worked for, and I helped him get the job. And I struggled with doing it for several months, but then finally God said, you know, you need to extend him grace. He's doing his time, and you know that he could use some things. And so I sent a donation through this mycarepack.com to this guy because I think about all the grace that's been extended to me. And so maybe there's somebody you know that's in prison, and you could go to mycarepack.com. And if they're at the Fayette County Detention Center, it also has other detention centers, jails in the state of Kentucky that you can click on, and then that in the state of Kentucky, then that facility, and then maybe you can make a donation to help them, maybe give some hope to them and show them the hands and feet of Jesus. One of the ways that we have to extend grace, and you're like, well, how do I do that? Well, one, you've got to just submit to God. Second way is we have to resist the devil, because the devil doesn't want you to extend grace. He wants you to stay in that pride. Another thing is, when you extend grace, is that you're seeking purity. You're seeking purity in your heart. You don't want to have anger. You don't want to have unforgiveness. You don't want to just have spite for somebody when you see them. And when you extend grace for people, it helps purify your heart. Another thing, when we extend grace to try to heal a conflict in our life and a relationship, is it helps direct our emotions. You know, our emotions can be misleading. And when you choose to extend grace, then your emotions can get in check also. And then last but not least, when you choose to extend grace, man, it leads to praise, praising God. I just think so much about our earlier programs this week with Julianne Williams, who is probably, unless a miracle intervenes here in the next few weeks, months, is finishing her time on earth. And she's in her 50s and has three precious children. And, you know, just if you look at it, life's not fair. It's just not. And yet she's just saying, I trust God, whether I do get my healing or if my healing comes in heaven. And her children, who are really struggling with that, they're all over the age of 20, but man, they don't want to say goodbye to their mom. And she just talked about trying to tell them that God loves them, this is okay, and that Jesus has provided a peace that passes all understanding for her, and she's praising God in the storms. And some of you listening today, you need to go back and listen to those programs if you didn't hear those, because Julie, I mean, you can hear in her voice how much she's struggling. But she got up out of bed, or she may have been in bed in Glasgow, Kentucky. She used to live in Cynthiana, Kentucky, to share those words of faith and encouragement, and how she's praising God even in this life-threatening illness that she has. Another thing that, you know, is so true to extending grace and having sources of conflict in your life and relationship is, you know, you can stay out of conflict if you just do simply something. My mom used to tell us as a kid, and I'm sure a lot of your parents said it, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 and 2 says, do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. Wow. Man, when I think about that, I need to be careful about who I'm judging. And I'm sure that a lot of you listening, both in the radio or online or in podcast, are thinking the same thing. And I close with these two things from James chapter 4. We've been looking about what we can learn about conflict in our life and relationships, trying to get healing. You know, make sure you enjoy today, because you aren't promised tomorrow. At the age of 53, so many of my friends' parents are dying, and see obituaries all the time. I have friends that have died, some because of illnesses, some because of tragedies like car wrecks, and even overdoses of drugs. It just, I mean, it's gut-wrenching. Yet it's that constant reminder to me to try to avoid conflict and try to get resolution and peace, because you know what? You don't know when it might be the last breath that you take. Last but not least, I want you to be obedient to those promptings by the Holy Spirit. When Jesus has encouraged you to extend peace or grace to somebody, don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.